the phrase slave to fashion might have been coined for radio rookie Shakima Swain. She loves clothes so much she actually lost a job because she went shopping for a sweater instead of turning up for her first day at work. Now, though, the 17-year-old is beginning to wonder whether all those clothes are really worth it. Listeners should note, her story contains language that some might find offensive.
When I used to live on 91st Street in Brooklyn with my mother's boyfriend Steve, I was the poster girl for Guess. Everything matched. One day, I'd be decked out in a Guess skirt, Guess jumper, and Guess sneakers. Or another day, I'd be Miss Jordache. I remember this neighbor thinking I was too dressed up just to be sitting on a porch. But my mom wanted us to stand out. She stood out all the time, too.
I had to be the bomb. I had to turn the niggas on. No. But I like to dress nice. I like to look like a princess. A Diana or a Grace Kelly.
Our house wasn't exactly Buckingham Palace, but we did shop at King's Plaza, a shopping mall in Brooklyn that a lot of black people go to. As long as I did good in school, my mom was there nearly every weekend buying us stuff at Guess, the Limited or Express. Steve gave her an allowance. He had mad dough, a lot of money.
Mommy didn't have to worry about bills or stuff.
Tamika and I remember back in the day.
Usually when she come home, she have all these nice clothes, these Jordans, for us and everything, right?
She'd sit in the living room saying, "All right, y'all, come try on your clothes." A lot has changed since then. We don't live with Steve anymore. And my 13-year-old sister Tamika and I now have to get after-school jobs or beg for money to look good.
Do you wear name brands?
No.
Why not?
Because I can't afford it.
How do you feel about that?
I feel embarrassed. I feel embarrassed.
Why do you feel embarrassed?
Because it's like I'm coming into school, right? People with baby fat jackets, baby fat clothing, Tommy Hilfiger, FUBU, Micah, whatever you say that thing, Mecca. They will wear Jordans, and I'll come into school with Pumas.
Pumas? That's old fashioned.
I feel poor.
So do I. I feel like we're at the bottom now. Rock bottom. I know there's no sympathy for me because I'm sure a lot of people listen to this wear Pumas. But in my school, if they can't knock on you about your hair or your looks, then they get on your clothes.
I wanna get up.
I'm not a morning person.
Look like it's snowing today.
But I get up at 5 in the morning because it takes me an hour to get ready.
Got in these drawers. Black, blue, green. I'm going to buy me some white pants today, watch.
When I get to school, we go through metal detectors one by one in the cafeteria. The girls size you up from head to toe in quick peeks as if they're going to break their necks from turning their heads too fast. But the real drama in the city is like fashion week every week. Oh, y'all seem very fashionable. Could you explain your outfit on the mic?
Explain it? I got on a pink decan-wash shirt with sparkles.
How's your hair?
Flat twist, Shirley Temple curls.
And a bang. And what you have on?
I have on some Chanel glasses that cost $250. Nah, I got an Express dress and some $30 Converse. You know it. And my hair's not done because I don't do my hair.
How much are those glasses for real?
$250.
So y'all think name brands is important?
Not really, but I buy it just because the clothes look cute as I'm getting it, not because I'm trying to prove a point like wearing Gucci and Fendi.
She's being a hypocrite because when I asked her about her outfit, she stressed the fact that she had on $250 Chanel glasses. Yeah, and your hair isn't done and you don't match. So what's your point? What are you trying to prove, darling?
Going to look decent.
Oh, yeah. Listeners, you might not have picked it up, but I am a fashion critic. Once, I walked off one subway car to the next because one girl had the audacity to show off a fake Coach bag that was making my real Louis Vuitton bag look fake. Could somebody please call this girl and tell her to stop doing this? My fashion idol Foxy Brown would be laughing if she saw her. This here's a classic, we keep it drastic. I'm all engaged in dough and married to plastic. And y'all know how we do, fresh pair Air Force 2 with the toaster. It's necessary we stay in Burberry in a Marc Jacobs bag and an H-tie shoe. Fashion obsession runs through my blood, and even in my stepfather's blood.
Some people would wear a nice lambskin leather blazer and hard leather pants. It had to be lambskin pants, too, with the blazer. We call it flavor.
Sometimes I really wish V could use his money and buy my mother a car, rather than buy Gator shoes or even that Louis Vuitton bag I forced him to buy me. He needs to take a step back and look at the big picture. A car would enable my mom to drop the baby off at the sitters, get schooling in Long Island, and hold a part-time job.
Buying clothes, that's not a necessity. If it's needed, I get it.
Hold up. My mom is just saying that on the mic. But she still gets clothes because she wants them.
Sometimes the very rich goes to the garage sales and pick up their things. While we poor people, we go get the first thing we can get. And then we run around from house to house trying to find something to eat.
Name and age.
James Rucker, 17.
How much do you spend on clothes a month?
$200.
When I meet a boy, I look at his name brand gear to see if he has money to support me. The boys know all about this. Do you wear name brands? Why?
Of course I wear name brand because you can't bag a girl without it.
This other man, Steve, says people like us are playing themselves.
White folk ain't putting their kids in Givenchy or Jean-Paul Gaultier. They ain't putting that in them. They putting money in their bank accounts. You know, so when they graduate, they can get and afford that stuff. But meanwhile, we want to dress our kids in all this Averex, you know what I'm saying? All of that at two. When they're going to outgrow this shit. And we ain't got no college. We ain't got no nothing set up. We got no IRAs. We got nothing set up for us.
I see where he's coming from, but to be quite honest with you, I wear name brands to not look poor. If I didn't wear them, my status would slowly shut down. And after a while, I would look as broke as I really am. But don't think I'm a Debbie model just going outside to wear clothes. I am smart. With my powers to mix and match, I will find a way to keep wearing a few long-lasting name brands and still be able to buy my own car when I get older. That's when I'm going to have bills to pay. I see how it is with my mother. But right now, clothing is what makes me smile. So forget all y'all.
Shakima Swain recorded her story for Radio Rookies, a program of WNYC Radio in New York City that teaches teenagers how to tell radio stories about their lives. Stories by other radio rookies are at our website, npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered on NPR News.